Eugene Onegin. Alexander Pushkin's famous poetic novel was an incredible challenge for Peter Tchaikovsky, who succeeded in setting this achingly beautiful tale of longing, remorse, and unfulfilled love to music. Opera Omaha's maestro Stephen White told me Tchaikovsky's breathtaking music is the biggest reason to experience this masterpiece.
If they love Tchaikovsky, they're going to love this music. It sounds incredibly much like Tchaikovsky. It's some of his absolute greatest music, both from a dramatic standpoint and also from a melodic standpoint. It's incredibly beautiful. The same things they love about the Fifth Symphony, they'll love about this opera.
He says it's not a story with a happy ending. When young, sensitive Tatiana bears her soul in a love letter to the dashing Eugene Onegin, he coldly rejects her. Years later, Onegin returns to Russia, tortured by remorse, only to see the beautiful Tatiana married and realizes he loves her. Maestro White says the composer elevates the inner workings of the heart to a level of passion, vulnerability, and realism that was unusual in operas of that time period.
There's a high degree of realism, of passion with which I know I can identify. I think that anyone who has lived life and felt passion and felt love can understand and feel for these characters.
Peter Tchaikovsky wrote Eugene Onegin right after composing his ballet Swan Lake, which revolutionized the way a story is told in ballet. He took the same approach in this work, combining realism and great music.
The thing that's so compelling to me about this opera is that the conversations in Tatiana's heart, the conversations that Onegin has with himself and his heart, these are elevated by Tchaikovsky's music into being the real action of the piece.
He says the realism of the story, set to music that rivals the best of Verdi and Gounod, make this opera production a must-see.
The biggest attraction to me for this piece really is the fact that it's just beautiful from beginning to end. Great choral music, a high degree of pageantry. We have one of the great waltzes in all of opera. We have a great big orchestral polonaise. We have a mazurka. We have an écossaise. So we have all of these festive trappings of grand opera, but ultimately it's a very intimate story. And the beauty of the music is just overwhelming to me.
Performed in Russian with English supertitles, there are two performances of Eugene Onegin, Friday, April 22nd and Sunday, April 24th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets are available at TicketOmaha.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Colleen Cook.